connection and love can flourish, but it's not how any other religion sort of frames things. And all this to say is that these are all components missing from our national character that are being weeded out and destroyed in our national character very deliberately and in a way that people don't even realize it's happening. So clip number six here is the Breakfast Club. Laura Trump went on and the host was saying that Trump is dangerous. And Laura Trump talks about just some of the achievements Trump did in the realm of world peace. And they refuse or can't wrap their minds around this. Let's watch.
Why are you concerned about Donald Trump with the nuclear
thing? Did you see what he did January 6th?
What did he do?
He got a little bit upset.
What did he do on January 6th?
He got a little bit upset and used his words.
What words did he say, though?
The words that you said earlier.
Peacefully and patriotically make your voices
heard. And then what happened after that?
So how were his words contributing to that?
Because I think that for me, him being able to just push a button, hypothetically speaking, it's a little bit scary because we've seen kind of, he gets a little bit erratic when he wants to.
Well, nothing happened for 4 years when he was in the White House. And in fact, we had a peaceful world. We had a stable world. We had world leaders who were coming to the table to talk about issues like Kim Jong-un of North Korea, by the way. You know, Obama, when he left the White House, told my father-in-law, he said, the biggest problem you're going to have is North Korea. It is going to be your biggest challenge. It's going to be the hardest thing you're going to have to deal with. And so Donald Trump said, all right, I'm going to try to see what we can do here because we want to have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. We do not want North Korea with a nuclear weapon. That is detrimental. I mean, talk about nuclear war. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? Talk about a loose cannon, Kim Jong-un, really? And so he started trying to make contact with him, and he was the first president to walk across the DMZ and shake hands with the leader of North Korea to have conversations about getting rid of a possible nuclear weapon with North Korea. That is great for the world. Their world leaders did not even try it with Donald Trump because they knew he meant business. When he drew a line in the sand, he meant it. And the proof is in the pudding. So, you know, you can say, oh, well, we're worried about this. You had 4 years. You had no new wars. You had peace agreements instead of wars breaking out in the Middle East. Look at it right now. It is a hornet's nest, and it is very scary, the trajectory from here to what could happen if you don't have the right leadership in the
But it wasn't a peaceful transfer of power, and he did lead an insurrection in this country. And I know you keep saying the thing about the peace and patriotic part, but he offered
National Guard troops to Nancy Pelosi. She didn't want to take it. Mm-hmm. Look, here's what
but
I can
tell
you.
But he also said, we fight like hell.
And we fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
And if you don't fight like hell,
Charlamagne,
you're not going to have a country anymore.
Every politician, when you go out on the stump,
even after he got shot at, which was terrible, first thing he did when he stood up was say, fight, 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 fight who?
The person shooting him, you moron, is what's so funny. He got shot and he stands up and yells, fight, fight, fight. How dare he? What the hell are you talking about? Fight who? The person who just shot him? What do you mean, fight who? He was just shot. I mean, they can't be honest, right? They can't seriously be. I mean, it's hilarious because you've all seen Kamala Harris's latest slogan, right? Like the slogan that you see everywhere. I see it on signs. I see it on her ads. It's when we fight, we win. That's like her official slogan now. When we fight, we win. Oh, but Trump said fight. Okay. Like they can't actually be honest, right? I would hate to think that if somebody, you have somebody so stupid on the radio that they actually think yelling fight after you get shot in the face with a sniper rifle, that makes you the bad one.
Charlamagne the dog knows what he's doing.
Apparently so.
I mean, it's honestly a lawyering tactic, right? Like, if you know that you have someone, you know, don't concede the point. So, you know, he's asserting that it was an insurrection, right? He's framing this as a violent insurrection when everybody knows it wasn't. And time and time again, people arguing that will go straight back to those statements.
Yeah. See, this is what I mean. Who cares? Like, what are we talking about? They're just lying. They're just lying. They're just full crap. They're just all, like, it's so exhausting having to, but was it an insurrection? Should he have yelled? But his language was, it's like, just enough, 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 enough. These people are liars. They're just liars. Just why even talk to them? Why even talk about them? Why even, like, try to discuss what the language, they're just, I don't know. It's just exhausting. It's just, we'll just laugh. Let's just laugh at them. Should we just laugh at them instead? I think so. I just want to play this video. It's two. I don't know if I'll be able to get to both, but it's sort of the same video. We'll go first to clip number 10 here, because a Bronx barber, Trump was in a barber shop in the Bronx because he just does things like that. He's awesome. And the barber tells Trump how much his electricity bill has gone up under Joe Biden. And Trump's response is just classic. We should keep it as like a reaction video that the crew can play at appropriate times. Let's go now to clip number 10 and just watch Trump's reaction when he hears that the energy bills have gone up by like 10 times in 7 months.
My issue was more of the energy. I've been paying $2,100 since I first opened up. In the last 7 months, it shot up to $15,000.
What?
What? I think that is the exact what a lot of contractors heard before they did not get paid by Donald Trump, right? We quoted you $2,000. It's actually $15,000. What? No. No.
Are we sure he's just cutting hair?
Yeah, right. Here's his full answer, clip number 14.
My biggest concern is the future and the future generation,
right.
My kids' generation.
Yeah.
A lot of people are worried that attaining the American dream at this point in time and in the near future is going to be unattainable for this upcoming generation, which I have kids that are part of that generation.
How many kids you have?
I have two, a 17 and an 18-year-old.
Good.
Now, I believe one of the biggest hurdles we have when it comes to attaining that American dream is overtaxation.
Yeah.
When it comes to federal taxes,
right.
I know we're going to bring back, I'm sure you're going to start back up the pipeline,
right.
The Keystone Pipeline,
in 2 minutes.
Which is going to generate an abundance of revenue.
Right.
Also, with the tariffs that you've spoken of. So my question is, with all this extra revenue we're going to be bringing into the country, so do you believe at some point in time we could find a way, once the country's back on its feet and getting enough revenue and paid off our debt, do you think it's possible to find a way to eliminate federal taxes?
There is a way.
And how do you feel about it?
You know, in the old days, when we were a smart country, in the 1890s and all, this is when the country was relatively the richest it ever was. It had all tariffs. It didn't have an income tax.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Now we have income taxes, and we have people that are dying. They're paying tax, and they don't have the money to pay the tax. No. In the old days, 1890, 1880, we had so much money, they had to set up committees, blue ribbon committees, how to spend our wealth. We had no idea how to spend it with so much money. Then we went to the income tax system, and the rest is sort of history. But no, there is a way. I mean, if what I'm planning comes out, it's a great question, by the way.
We're, everyone could attain the American dream.
You're a pretty sophisticated cat, you know?
Everyone could attain the American dream if it wasn't for the high cost, that the burden of high taxes. And we're taxed at every step of the way.
Brilliant stuff. We'll actually tell you about Trump's tax plan that will eliminate income taxes on the other side.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and out.